The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives is sending out a message about illegal fireworks ahead of the 4th of July. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports.
Eric DeGree, special agent in charge of the ATF Philadelphia field office, says some fireworks, such as M80s or even M1000s, are very dangerous.
You have no idea of what you're getting, how much of an explosive charge, what kind of fillers that could be used, any other kinds of ingredients in there that, you know, even the slightest spark or sometimes even friction, then the devices bumping together can set these off.
DeGree says so many people improperly handle the explosives with sometimes catastrophic consequences.
You have broken limbs, broken fingers, you have cuts, possible bruises, you know, loss of vision, you can have eye damage, and these things could even kill.
The devices are of particular concern because they've accounted for more than 15% of ATF illegal device investigations nationwide since 2020. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
The cleanup continued overnight after a freight train derailed yesterday in Bucks County. The wreck briefly prompted a hazmat scare and forced people living nearby to evacuate. 16 rail cars toppled over in Bensalem, some of them containing hazardous materials, including a substance containing alcohol and a type of acid. Authorities confirmed there were no leaks and no one was injured. Area residents, including Kiana Myrick, expressed relief as they were allowed to return home.
All of my neighbors had to evacuate. I have, like, elderly neighbors next door, some that don't drive, you know. When I found out this at work, I was just crazy, scary.
SEPTA, which doesn't use the impacted train tracks, briefly suspended service on the nearby West Trenton line following the derailment. The cause of the incident is under investigation. Sunny skies above Philadelphia, absolutely sweltering outside, 94 degrees. We are expecting to get up to about 97 or so in the back end of the afternoon.